Basic Bananas.
Hey there, and welcome back to the Pick of the Bunch by Basic Bananas. This is Christo here with you again. I am today going to share some tips around email marketing. So we get asked a lot the question, what do we do to increase our open rates of our emails? What do we do to increase the click-throughs from our emails? A common question that comes up all the time. And so I thought I would do, share some tips on today's episode. Now, there's a lot of different things you can do with email. And people often ask us too, look, is email really still efficient? Is it a good approach at all? Or is it a waste of time, basically, doing this whole email marketing thing? You know, we get so many emails, we're bombarded with emails. The answer is yes, it's very effective and it's very low cost. Just one of our members of our Clever Bunch program I was talking to today, and she said, I'm just celebrating. I sent my very first email and I made 2 sales. So I was like, okay, wait a second. How many emails did you send to create that promotion that generated 2 extra sales for you? And she said 1. Now that's the beginning of this thing. That's practically without a database you've built up yet, just getting started with it. So I love those kind of metrics. You know, you send an email, you generate sales. Now sending 1 email is not a huge task, basically. Now, often when we promote things, we might do a series of around 5 emails in sequence to do a promotion of something or a special, special limited offer for members that we're helping for promotions and things. So email marketing, yes, it is alive and well. I think it's alive and as well as ever. There's obviously some things you need to be aware of. People are bombarded in their inbox, so you need to be aware of who you're emailing and what's going to be interesting to them, and keeping it basically short, sharp, and to the point. So I'll go through some tips here on how to increase the open rates and then a few on click-throughs. Just keep in mind, as a general rule, I'll always like to say short, sharp, and to the point. If you're promoting, you've written a big long article, don't put the big long article into the email. We find it tends to work better if the email is like a short, sharp preview or a quick little summary of what's in the article with some highlighted little points of what's throughout the article, maybe an image to reinforce the message that's going to be in the article. And then you send people away back to your website, because that's where you want them anyway, so that they're back in front of your products, they're back in front of your services, they're back in front of your testimonials, they're back in front of your contact details and your brand. So sending them back to your site is always the best place to send them anyway. So let's have a look. Increasing open rates of email. So what on earth does that mean? It means how do we get people to just open more of the messages you send? Typically, if people are getting around 40% open rate, to your database, if you're sending mass emails out, and if you get around 40% open those emails, that's okay. Like, you're doing all right, pretty much, with around about 40%. It's actually doing pretty well. So there's obviously a lot of people that never open the emails. So to increase the open rates, some things to be aware of. You obviously need a catchy subject line. So if the subject line looks like spam or looks just like the common sort of salesy something, email, it's not going to get a huge open rate. Typically, I find emails that tend to work pretty well are things that have time in it. Like if it says, this is next week, or see you on Monday, or looking, this is next Tuesday, or this finishes on Monday. Just something so people get the impression, okay, something's coming to an end. They'll tend to have a bit more of a look. So it kind of implies something's happening here. The clock's ticking. So there's a little bit of scarcity hinted, there's a bit of a hint in the subject line. Then the first line of your email, most inboxes nowadays, you'll see the first line as a little bit of a preview in the inbox. So this is kind of like your second shot at it. It's like your second subject line. So you need to be aware, you don't just want waffle or something sitting there that's not going to get attention. Something there to get people's attention and spark their interest even more. It might say, like, here's the 3 things I did this week, which increased my, productivity, or something like that. Or here's the 2 or 1, a very simple health tip that you can apply in 5 minutes per day just by following this structure. It's almost like a little headline again is your opening line, because as you check emails on your phone, you'll find that most inboxes on people's phones nowadays will show the first line of the actual email content, plus the inboxes in. A lot of people use Gmail as their email providers nowadays, and so Gmail shows the first line of the contact, same with Hotmail. Like, lots of email providers will actually show that first line of the email content. So you're seeing the subject line and the first line of content, so it's kind of like two headlines. A little emoji, little icons work pretty well too if you want to mix it up to have something different. You can put little emojis into the subject line, like if you wanted a little image of a little surfer dude that's there, or a beach umbrella, or whatever it is. You can get these emojis. This website I like to get emojis from is called emailstuff.org. It's just emailstuff.org. And you basically just type in what you want. Like, if I want to type surfer in, I just type surfer, and then it comes up with a little surfer image, and it gives me this little bit of code that I paste into the email that magically makes the surfer then appear in my email or in my subject line. So it's a pretty cool little tip for you there. So let's say people have opened your email, then to get a click through, because click throughs we hear all the time, people saying, oh, look, only 4% of people are clicking through, or 6% or 5%. And a lot of email programs out there will say that, you know, if it's anywhere between kind of 4 and 6% clicking through, you're doing actually pretty well, which is pretty dismal really, isn't it? If you think about, for every 100 people you email, if you're getting six open the, you know, click through the email, to take the next step. So there's a few things that we do to kind of improve that. Using images is a great idea. So you can use an image in an email. If you use an image which reinforces the story which you are basically, you know, promoting people to come read on your website, or if it's not a story, it might be promoting a video, then you take a screenshot of the actual video. So it looks like a video, the image itself, there's a play button sitting on it. If there's a play button there, people are kind of automatically, you know, they want to click the play button. It looks like it's a video, you click it, but the image is actually just a link which takes you across to, you know, your website, where onto a blog post where you have the video posted, basically. GIFs work well. We've been playing with GIFs quite a bit lately. So the GIF is basically like a moving image. It's like a little snippet from a video. It's like a moving little image, and it's kind of hard not to, you know, look at that and look at that, watch it through, because it's like a little automatic little video that's playing just as this short little video on loop. A good tool to use to create GIFs is called Giphy Capture. Giphy Capture is a super cool tool. That's on Mac, so I'm not sure about on a PC. It might work on a PC. You'd have to check that out, but I'm on a Mac. And Giphy Capture, you can basically, it's like an app on your computer where I can just like define the area that I want to film. So if I'm going to film a little bit of a video, I can hit play on a video, and I can just put my little Giphy Captures like a window that sits over the top of that video then, and I just hit the little record button, and then I hit pause, and so the video is playing in the background, and then that time that I've hit record, it will save that as a GIF. So then I just click save, saves it, you know, onto my desktop or wherever you want to save it. It's this little playing little GIF image suddenly that just recorded what was on the video, you know, behind the little window that I recorded from. So it's a super cool simple tool called Giphy Capture, which is really cool. And GIFs are hard for people not to click. Another thing to do too, if you are doing a promotion, countdown timers work really well. So if you're doing a promotion of a certain limited offer, or something's coming up where you've got a promotion or the countdown, you know, you can say 3 days left, or, you know, or 24 hours left, putting countdown timers in the email, which countdown live, tend to get more clicks too. And once again, this is playing on the whole scarcity thing. So be aware that, you know, people tend to take action if there's a limit to something. Like, it might be a limited number of products that you're promoting. Look, it's available for the first six people, or it might be for a limited time. Like, it's a Boxing Day special, or it's a, you know, a Valentine's Day special, it's a start of summer special, whatever it is, some sort of promotion that you are promoting. You know, it's your birthday, so here's a special. It's our birthday, so it's a special. It's an end of summer special, it's a start of summer special, winter special, Boxing Day special, whatever it is. You create the promo and then put a countdown timer into the email. The countdown timers that I like to use, very simple, and it's a free platform. If you go to a website called Motion Mail App, so it's motionmailapp.com, and you can basically just make a little timer there. You just type in what date do you want it to finish, what do you want it to look like. It gives you a little code thing again, and you just paste that into your email provider, and basically then it makes that countdown timer magically appear. So it'll ask you what time zone you're in, when you want it to end. It's pretty straightforward. And that will auto magically make this countdown timer happen for you. It's pretty cool, awesome when you're doing promotions and limited offers or early bird specials on things too. Another great idea too within your emails is you can create an index. So if you have just a short email, how I was saying before, like you do a preview of what the whatever it is you're driving people to your content. So you might be doing an email to your database to say, hey, the latest video tip's up, or hey, the latest article is up. What you do is a little brief little preview of what the article is. So it might be just a paragraph or two, even just one paragraph. And then you could say some key points from the article are, and you could have boom, 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 a range of like five different kind of, it's almost like allowing you to create five different headlines where you have point, 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 point. You have these bullet points because people, if they, you might not get their attention with the initial headline of what the article's about. So, or the initial hook. So this kind of lets them skim over and go, ooh, I want to hear about, you know, it might be point number three that you're covering throughout the article that actually gets their attention. It'll also increase stick rate. So if someone's going to read the article, they might say, oh, there's some great points coming up throughout the article that I actually want to get to more than, you know, what the general article is about. So it'll encourage them to read through. Or same with video. You might say, look, at minute 4 minutes and 27 seconds, you know, I share my favorite tool when it comes to email marketing. Or people are like, oh, I want to see what the favorite tool is, you know, a favorite software or whatever this is. So you get the idea. That will increase stick rate. It'll also increase the basically the clicks and the views of that as well. So there we go. There's some tips. I've just piled you with too much information. If you're driving your car or something, good luck with remembering all of these points that I've just shared and all these tips that I've just shared with you. Thanks for all the great feedback too. We appreciate every listener's feedback and all the reviews that you guys have been leaving us on iTunes. It's super awesome. So please do, if you appreciate the show, and if you've got something out of just today's episode alone, obviously we've got a lot coming up. We've got share our video tips that we create every week and every fortnight on our blog at Basic Bananas too. So a heap of content there for you. We've got some amazing things planned for the Pick of the Bunch, this podcast for next year. We're going to have a whole schedule coming out for you soon. So you'll be able to see, you know, the first 6 months of the year's schedule and basically map it in. It's going to be pretty damn awesome. Pretty amazing. So make sure you stay tuned. And please do, yeah, if you've got something even just from out of today's episode alone, if you go through to iTunes and leave us a review there, that's what helps us be able to reach more people with the podcast. That's what's the most important thing when it comes to the podcasting. So if you appreciate it, we'd love it if you left us a nice review there. It would be super duper awesome. Otherwise, until next time, keep upgrading your email marketing. Please do send through any questions of anything you'd love to hear on the show, the things you like the most, anything that you'd like to see done or improved on. We always love your feedback as well. So feel free to share this episode with those who you know would benefit from it as well. And until next time, keep upgrading your marketing and your email marketing, especially with today's tips. Go out and implement it. And I'd love to hear how it goes for you through our social media channels. And I look forward to speaking to you soon. Bye for now.
Basic Bananas.